Welcome to the Fulham on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 4:33 British Summer Time. This is a little bit earlier than normal because today is Mrs. Fuller's birthday and I need to go home a little bit earlier. But there have been plenty of things happening in the markets today which are certainly of interest. I suppose the thing that really impacted the European markets, at least in the very, very short term, for a couple of hours, was the fact that Iran had occupied this Romanian oil rig in the Gulf, and I think it was actually within Iranian territorial water. But that put the cat among the pigeons a little bit for the European markets. Now, since then, they've recovered quite well, and that's off the back of the US markets opening quite strongly. The Nasdaq's currently up 14 points, which is 2/3 of 1%. The S&P is up 4 and the Dow is up 30. So, relatively steady in here, and the European markets are up a bit in here today. FTSE's down a little bit, down 10, but the CAC and the DAX both up about 22 points. The IBEX up 25. The IBEX is really quite close to its all-time highs here and looks to be consolidating within just above that 12,000 level. It really would need to see a downward dynamic and a significant fall really to take the wind out of that medium-term uptrend. And I think that the highs in this area won't provide very much resistance without some sort of downward dynamic. There's no sign of that just yet. What we can also see is that the Nasdaq is consolidating in this area. It's down a bit yesterday. It's up a little bit in here today. I'm just pulling up the Nasdaq 100 chart. And the Nasdaq powered through 1500 last week and is holding that gain right now. It's still underneath the June, early July highs, but a break above 1600 really signaled to us that it's broken the medium-term downtrend at least. And certainly, we couldn't say that it's completed its medium-term correction, that it's well away from that, but the area of support it found in mid-July around 1450 is an important level at this point, and it has put in a higher low just underneath 1500. The fact that it's held above 1550 and is now looking at those highs from June and July is really quite enthusiastic action. I've also been looking at the AIM index in the second section and the Russell indices, so all the small caps, and the small caps have found support and they're starting to look a bit firmer in here. I mentioned that last week, but that certainly hasn't changed, and indeed they're starting to look that bit more firm. And once we see some stronger activity coming back in, or a bit more confidence moving back into those small cap indices, that's going to be a good signal to us that we're very close to the end of the medium term correction. I suppose when you look at things like the IBEX or the SMI in Switzerland, they are really powering ahead, and they're probably the strongest of the developed markets. So they're very close to the end of those medium-term corrections. And indeed, when you look at the weekly chart of the IBEX, although it was a bigger correction than we've seen previous over the last 2 or 3 years, it certainly hasn't broken the actual uptrend from 2003. Now, the Nikkei had a very good day in here today. It was up 212 points. That's 1.33%. It's at 16,181. Hang Seng recovered a little bit in here today as well. It was up 141. And the ASX in Australia was up 12 points, 0.25%. New Zealand is still the laggard in the Asia-Pacific region, and it was following that downward dynamic yesterday. It was a bit steady in here today, but really that's massively underperforming. And I'm at a loss as to why. I haven't really found any. I haven't searched particularly hard, I must admit, but I haven't seen any really informative news stories to explain that. Now, looking at some of the commodity markets, well, gold is off a little bit in here today. It's down $6 on the spot. That's 622.07. Silver's down 18. It's at 1234. It had been as low as 1221.5, but it has rallied back up from there. Palladium had a very good day yesterday, a nice move up out of the short-term consolidation. It's giving it up a little bit in here today. It's at 337, that's down 8.2. Palladium is largely volatile, and it's unusual for it to lead. So I wouldn't be holding out great hopes for it in the absence of some major news item. Oil, on the back of this Iranian news, one would have expected oil to have run up a bit more, And the fact that it hasn't, I think, has really helped to bolster the stock markets, because oil is almost flat in the day right now. It's up 5 cents, and it hasn't been up or down very much from there at all during the day. And I suppose importantly, it's held the gains over the last couple of days up from $70. But the fact that it hasn't rallied on some geopolitical news is being taken as a signal by the equity markets that it may not be heading straight back up to those all-time highs. But importantly, bonds have rallied rather significantly. The Bund in particular is up half a point. It's at 117.80. That's really quite a strong move, breaking up from sort of lateral resistance around 117 mark. And when you look across the board, all of the government bond all the government bonds, excuse me, are rallying at this point. And they're factoring in, they're starting to price in the assumption that this peak, oh, sorry, this pause in interest rates is turning into a peak in interest rates. That's something that we've believed here for the last 2 or 3 months, really, that we weren't going to see interest rates go up very much more. But what that does mean is that bonds are rallying right now. When you look at those yield charts I posted today, I would be frankly amazed if we saw yields coming back towards those 2003 lows. So, because I think that was the bottom of the bond yield market, and while we're still very much within the base, and I think it's still a bit premature to say that the base has been completed, I really don't think we're going to go back and test the bottom, the very bottom, which is down around 3%. On the other hand, if we do see a recessionary environment developing later on in the year and interest rates starting to fall, that will be a boon to the bond markets. But interest rates aren't going to fall anywhere close to where they were back in the aftermath of the tech bubble in 9/11. If they fall back into the 3%, between 3 and 4%, I think that would be a very, very significant move. And I really would be amazed if they fell very much lower than that. And I think that would be the absolute upper mark of the amount that they would be cut. So that means that bonds are rallying right now, and they certainly have more room to go as to whether this is the beginning of a new bull market for that 2 to 3 year cycle in government bonds. I would really be very surprised if that's the case. But as I said, they're rallying right now, and they're definitely worth the benefit of the doubt short of a downward dynamic. Now, moving on to a couple of the other commodities. Coffee is up 113 points right now. It has been sort of trading around today. It's at 17.32. Importantly, the backwardation has widened out rather significantly. It's well over 100 now. On the September contract, the price is at 17.34, and I'm just going to pull the November contract up. That's at 15.68. So that's really rather significant. That's about 170 points. That's not a very good calculation, I'm afraid. But considering that yesterday the backwardation was under 100, that'll tell you that there really is starting to be a shortage of this stuff in the September. And just I'm looking at the backwardation charts in the chart library right now. The highest the backwardation ever got up to over the last 10 years was 300, and that was in 2000. So we're definitely looking at a shortage of the stuff around in the September, and there's still a couple of weeks left in the September contract. Now, lumber is another commodity that has been really hit hard over the last couple of since January, really. And it had a very good day yesterday. It was up nearly limit up. So that's of the last 3 days, it's been limit up twice, just about. It's down 250 in here today. It's at 279. But when you look at that news story that I posted up in comment of the day today, you'll see that there's the Canada and the US have just reached an agreement whereby if prices fall below 355, the supply will start to dry up from Canada, because they will face penalties for export at that point. That's starting. I'm guessing that that's going to start putting a floor under the market. I think it's probably a little premature to say that lumber has broken the downtrend, but it's certainly found a bit of support around 260. And if we see it start to move up from here, put in a higher low, that would give us a greater degree of confidence that this has actually found a bottom. Seasonally, it has tended to rally in the autumn in 2004 and 2005, so we might see that happening again. I'm not at all sure if that was in conjunction with the hurricane season, the relatively strong hurricane season that we had over the last 2 years, which hasn't appeared so far this year. If those two are in conjunction, then we may not see that rally in this year. But at the moment, it is starting to find a bit of support, and I think it's probably worth keeping an eye on for the moment. The industrial metals were a bit weak in here today. Copper was down 6.45, zinc was down 19, lead was up a little bit at up 7. But nickel was up 1,000, so it's at 29,450. So you'll see the piece I wrote on nickel a couple of days ago. I think it was late last week. Nickel has had a remarkably consistent move over the last sort of year and a half, and if it consolidates around 30,000, that would be very much in line with the type of consolidation we could expect from the consistency of the uptrend. If any of the consistency characteristics, like the size of the advance from the bottom of the range to the next range, or the length of the correction, sorry, the length of the consolidation in time, and the amount of the amplitude of the correction, if any of these things start to break down, that'll tell us that the nickel price is running into a bit of trouble. But at the moment, it's going exactly the way it should be. And I think if rem provided it remains a consistent trend, we can expect a consolidation around 30,000. Of course, if it starts to accelerate, you might argue, of course, that it has already accelerated. But when you look at the sort of the daily to weekly charts, that's not really the case. If it does start to accelerate, that would be an inconsistency characteristic, and it's definitely would be then a time for trading stops. You're not going to see me playing nickel, because when it's moving 1,000 a day, that's rather too rich for my blood. On the other hand, I know that David remains long of Inco. Of course, Inco is probably going to get bought up now by CVRD, and it's all depending on what happens with that. It's a hold as long as it's an independent company, in my view, and we'd have to look then at whichever one eventually takes it on, and if it's delisted, looking at that company. What we can definitely be sure of is that the merger activity is going to continue in this sector, and there doesn't seem to be anything holding that back right now. But that's pretty much it for me, and if there's any questions you have or anything at all I can help you out with, please don't hesitate to contact me, and thanks for your time.